It had been over 3 months since the borough received a progress report on the Swan Lake project from Cascade Creek. Wrangell Borough Manager Tim Rooney requested an updated progress report via email earlier this month from the company's business development director, Duff Mitchell. Mitchell responded that the information was passed on to the company's vice president, Steve Marmon. As of September 20th, there was no response from Marmon. The lack of information has once again raised concerns about what Cascade Creek is really doing with the project.
I mean, they haven't so much as been in this town since they got the money, other than once. And they have never responded to anything that we have asked for information.
Mayor Don McConaghy says he was upset because $250,000 in public funds were invested in the project. Assemblymember David Jack expressed similar concerns, even though he wasn't on the assembly when the agreement with Cascade Creek to produce hydropower at Swan Lake was made.
It was my understanding that they had a performance issue in the contract. And it doesn't seem that they're abiding by that, and I think we ought to maybe get it on the next agenda for action, either for them to respond or give our money back.
Assemblymember Warren Edgley gave a possible reason as to why the private company didn't have a progress report. He says a new company has taken over the development of the project.
It's being done by a new company that had a IPO on the Toronto Stock Exchange, and they're called Alaska Hydro Inc., I think.
The Alaska Hydro Corporation, to be exact. Edgley says just because a new company is involved, it doesn't mean Cascade Creek is completely out of the picture.
I'm saying that they're not active in doing the field work developing Swan Lake, the Swan Lake project.
Which leads me to wonder where our $250,000 went to.
It went into the development of the project.
Well,
and I'm sure that Alaska Hydro Inc. reports to Cascade Creek.
The Alaska Hydro Corporation's initial public offering, or IPO, is listed in the Toronto Stock Exchange as AKH. According to its profile on Reuters.com, the company is based out of Canada and is formerly known as the Project Finance Corporation. Alaska Hydro acquired Cascade Creek on September 3rd, making it a wholly subsidiary of the company. Other websites give conflicting information about the company's location, personnel, and parent company. A snapshot on the Bloomberg Businessweek website lists the company as a subsidiary of Cascade Creek's parent company, Toll House Energy, which is based out of Bellingham, Washington. Another website, fpinfomart.ca, lists the company's physical address in North Vancouver, British Columbia. Toll House Energy CEO Tom Fisher is listed in the same capacity. In the end, the assembly decided to send another request to Cascade Creek for a progress report. It hopes to have a response from the company by its next meeting, slated for Tuesday, October 12th. Last year, the assembly voted unanimously to go into a non-circumvention agreement with Cascade Creek LLC to develop hydropower at Swan Lake. The decision was met with criticism because there wasn't a plan in place or a facility built to produce the power. Over the past year, some assembly members have publicly denounced the decision. Reporting from Wrangell, I'm Tony Gorman.